Hey, Mike Krill, Desert Vista High School. Welcome to the NAU Jazz Festival 2015. My name is Tom Peterson. I'm going to make a few comments on your performance today. My hope is that my comments help you and your program to get better. So I'm really looking forward to your program that you're about to play, and we'll start shortly.
Hey, Mike. Up next, we have the Desert Vista High School Thursday Band, directed by Michael Krill and Josh T.
Okay, Mike. Okay, Desert Vista. Mike Krill. Smack dab in the middle. Pretty cool introduction, you guys. Okay, trumpet and trombone, they're pretty cool. You know what, you guys could smooth that out a little bit. There's a little bit too much tonguing, everybody. So the tonguing should be a little more legato. So I'm listening to our drummer and our bass player. Again, too much tonguing, ladies and gentlemen. Same thing in the saxophones here. You got a much more legato tonguing. And I'm listening to our bass player and our drummer. First responsibility you guys have is to lock up and play good time. Most important thing you guys do. So I'm wondering how much listening you guys are doing. Count Basie's man. Yeah. YouTube. Corner pocket. Start there. Hey, I love that energy and I love that spirit. Da ba da ba da 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 da, rather than ta 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 ta. Same thing in the saxophones there. Smooth out your phrasing. You guys play good. Yeah. Hey, listen. Trombones, especially because the trumpets are standing up. You guys got to get your bells up. You're just slightly tilted down. You're playing right into the sax. You're playing in the back of the saxophone section. Get those bells up, and then fill up your horns, ladies and gentlemen. Yep. Yeah, Claire. I heard you, Claire. Good job. Hey, and our bass player and our drummer, let me get back to you. The most important thing you do is play time. So you guys got to practice playing time together, and you got to listen. You got to listen to Count Basie's band. Listen how the bass player and the drummer play. Listen how Count Basie plays with the rhythm section. He plays hardly at all, especially in introductions and stuff. And listen how Freddie Green plays guitar. So check out that stuff. and then practice playing time together. Play along with the recordings.
You are going to hear from Alex Suckle on trombone and Taylor Rogers on trumpet and Sean Keller on tenor.
I love all of these soloists. It's great. It's great. And thank you all for taking the ball and getting up and playing a solo. It's a fantastic experience for you. Okay, so accuracy, that's being sure of your part before you play it, and then having enough air to support your sound. So, accuracy first. So, air, ladies and gentlemen. That intro, I think Mike could have moved a little bit more. So now you guys are playing with confidence. Ladies and gentlemen, could have had a more dynamic quality. You guys are playing good, but it could have had a more dynamic quality. I think our young bass player is, we got to find that pocket. When you're playing that little interlude section there. Yeah. Yeah, Kelsey. Everybody keeps your own time. Everybody. I'm having difficulty with the time coming out of the rhythm section, ladies and gentlemen. It's just really not well defined. So that is, if you're gonna play it, when you're playing this kind of music, if you're playing this, you're playing anything, the time's got to be really well defined. Maybe it's because the bass is ringing through too much. And I'm not really sure what our young drummer is doing here. So now you got another soloist, so go to a different cymbal or do something a little different. Is that you, Taylor? Hey, Taylor, you got a nice sound. In a rhythm section there. Our young bass player, you're a good player, but I think you're letting your notes ring through too much. you need to find the pulse of where our drummer is and then latch onto that. Yes, Sean. Together, ladies and gentlemen. So sometimes the band sounds like you're spectators. You're a little pedestrian at times. Now, when you got the line here now, that's trumpets and trombones. Take the ball right off the bat. Nice trumpets. Very nice playing at the ending. Very nice ending, you guys. Hey, man, if everybody's keeping your time, their own really good time, then you can play. You can play with a lot of conviction. So what I think was happening in our rhythm section there is our young bass player, you're letting your notes ring through too much. And it was confounding the time a little bit. I think our young drummer was laying it down fairly well. And I think that if you were to,
thank you so much for listening today,
to play more rhythmically
on
your part
Henri
there,
Street,
I think the pocket would have been better. And that's what was happening in the rhythm section there, okay? So
Frank
check
Manchu,
that out.
And you're going to hear the solo from trombonist Alec Sunko. Thanks a lot again.
Okay. Hey, you guys, that was a great piece for you guys, and you guys can play much more dynamically when you've got a line. Yeah, take the ball and recognize whether you've got the foreground or the background. And yep. Okay, is the end of that figure on the and of four, or is it on one? Bop. Or is it da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da- So, those quarter notes, ladies and gentlemen, they're a little on the short side, so you want to think dot, dot, rather than dip, dip. Da, 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 da. See what I mean? That was a little bit better. Careful not to brush the end of the phrase. So trumpets, that end where you guys went into unison there. Buddha, don't disappear. But you ended it. Cool. Rhythmically, you guys were together. Careful. Careful. Okay, so that's getting your part under your fingers so you can play it with confidence. One. ba-ba-ba-da. So careful not to rush those quarter notes. Da-da, da-da, da-da. Alec, all right. See what's happening in the rhythm section, gentlemen? The time is just not defined. You guys got to define the pocket. You got to be playing together. So when you get into this walking bass line, drummer, bass player, you guys got to be totally in the same place time-wise. Otherwise, it doesn't have the impact, that intended impact. So you guys can do that. So the background, ladies and gentlemen, it's just kind of there, like you're spectators. You're not. You're part of his solo, man. You're supporting his solo. Everybody in the same time zone playing your parts with conviction and playing rhythmically correct. So the short notes are a little on the clipped side. If I need to do is just add a little weight to it, it'll keep you in time. That was better, but the end of the phrase kind of went away. When you hear this, you'll hear what I'm talking about. Da 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 da. An octave higher. You know, as soon as it went to there, it kind of went away. But you guys can do that. So that's a matter of breathing, supporting your sounds. Yeah, if you're breathing right, taking in enough air, you'll be able to support your sounds, even at 7,000 feet. So, hey, Mike Krill, nice job. I like this program. It's interesting. I'm kind of wondering. I wish I could be your clinician because I'm just interested in a few things that were happening here, and I'd like to see the scores. So. Especially a few things that were happening rhythmically, and I'd like to talk to your young bass player just to get him to play with more confidence rhythmically. Yeah, and it's about playing time. So rhythm section, you guys, man, could you benefit from doing a lot of listening? Wow, hearing how bass players and drummers play together, how piano players comp, how guitar players, what their role is in the ensemble. Same thing, listening. Do a ton of listening. Start with Count Basie, corner pocket, YouTube. Start there. Listen as a group. Not listen individually too, but if you listen as a group, well, I've been saying a lot this week. Listen to one song. Listen to corner pocket. Find out how the saxes are playing it, how they relate to the rhythm section, how they're playing the arrangement dynamically. How they're playing with the brass section. You know, just how you fit in the scheme of things. Talk about it. Talk about it with each other. And then play along with the record. Or play along with the audio track. Same thing with the trombones. Same thing with the trumpets. Collectively, get together as an entire band. Listen to one song. Talk about what you're hearing. talk about how, what the rhythm section's doing with the ensemble. If there's a sax solo, talk about the, how the sax solo is being played dynamically, style-wise, phrasing-wise. All of these issues, it's all over YouTube. It's so well-defined by the Count Basie Orchestra. If you get that under your fingers, under into your heads, it's the greatest lesson that I can think of. So check it out. That's all you guys need to do. Man, and it just takes you to another place, totally another level. Man, I hope you guys do that, and I can't wait to hear you next time if you do. Okay, Mike Krill, Desert Valley High School, thanks a lot for being here, and congratulations. Bye-bye.